sermon podcasts come to you from Christ Church Cathedral in the Anglican Diocese of Fredericton in Fredericton, New Brunswick, Canada. This is a version of a sermon delivered by the Dean of Fredericton, Jeffrey Hall, at Evensong on the third Sunday after Epiphany, January 26, 2025, entitled Wrapped in Dignity. Listen to podcasts by visiting the Watch and Listen tab on our website at christchurchcathedral.com. Search Christ Church Cathedral Fredericton podcasts on the web, or find us listed on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube Music, TuneIn Radio, or Podchaser podcasts. Subscribe using your favorite podcatcher.
When Jesus saw the man lying there and knew that he had been there a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" The majority of the commentaries written on the Gospel of John, chapter 5, seem to be turned down a particular interpretative path with the response of the man ill for 38 years lying at Bethsaida. Jesus asks him, "Do you want to be made well?" The response of the man is seen as less than respectful for someone replying to the Lord of the universe. But to this man, first, Jesus was a stranger. He didn't even know his name. Least of all, that he had the power of the Creator at his fingertips. Second, this is a man who has been ill for 38 years. I'm not sure about you, but I'm not sure I can even imagine having a debilitating illness for 38 years. Perhaps we needn't be so taken back by his response. He is alone. This man is incapable of bettering his situation, and I expect by this time, downright demoralized. I talked to a man not too long ago at the hospital one day, waiting in line to get into the ER. He had been there at that point for 37 hours. He was there, of course, because he was ill, and he was on the brink of giving up. Having slept as much as he could in a chair, he eventually moved onto the hard, cold tile floor, where at least he could stretch his legs and use his coat as a makeshift pillow. Well, demoralized might be the word I would use for his condition. I didn't, but if I had asked if he wanted to be made well, I can only imagine what his answer might have been. He was alone, he was in pain, and becoming more and more convinced that he might never see a doctor. As the church wraps up the week of prayer for Christian unity one more time, perhaps at the very least it will remind us of the importance of community, Christian or otherwise. Between last Sunday and today, the church has heard in its entirety the 12th chapter of St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, Paul's teaching on the body of Christ. Paul's image of the church was very much dependent on the importance of community. If there's one thing that quickly denigrates and demoralizes, it's loneliness. When we have no one who cares, no one to help, it's very easy to rapidly become dehumanized. The man I visited with in the hospital had no one to help him. The man at the edge of the pool of healing in the gospel had no one to help him into the healing waters. The text goes on to tell us that this healing that day stirred controversy because it was performed on the Sabbath, and Jesus' command to the man to pick up his mat put the man in direct violation of the law. Even after this miraculous healing, God's people separate this man out, keeping him alone as a lawbreaker. It's more than a little exasperating, considering that Christ's design for the church is that no one is to ever feel like they have no one. Now, I'm no healer. I doubt there are many of us who would claim to be. But I wonder what if we were to learn from Jesus and simply sought to support, uphold, and partner with people who, in their own agency, are seeking wholeness and well-being? What if, instead of dictating what that wholeness and well-being must look like, we ask them what sort of support they need, or even the support they were able to give to us, trusting that they have agency, ability, and contributions to make to the body of Christ? Because they do. Even though with God, no one is ever alone, what if God has put us together as a body for a reason? A story is told of a man who sought to buy local whenever he could. In fact, he would often buy from the poorest in the neighborhood and paid more than was written on the price tag, if he could. His granddaughter asked him one day, "Why? Why, Grandpa? Why pay more?" "It's help wrapped in dignity," he replied. The poor are people too.
Christ Church Cathedral is located at the corner of Church and Brunswick Streets in Fredericton, New Brunswick. We're always pleased to welcome visitors and guests. For information on programs and worship times, visit christchurchcathedral.com. Send us a message by email at office@christchurchcathedral.com. Or contact the church office by phone Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 noon, at 506-450-8500. we'd be pleased to have you visit.